Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just spent to respect, respect in every aspect. I'm special kiss to the man and God bless anything tested. No, no, sir, Jesus Christ, and the best every time. No, I'm the most of an honor crew. Remember, sir, the end of no, for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the ever Christ. Bust the place, bust the place. No, 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 but yes.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up. And you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless them all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm gonna hear go. I'm gonna bless.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Yeah, I'm back on air. Happy New Year's, everybody. I am Joseph the Dreamer, a.k.a. Mr. Black. It's been a long while. I ain't been on here because I've been having difficulties with computer situations and all that stuff like that. But that was the past, and God is great. I mean, you know, he got his ways to you know, make things happen in a mysterious ways, you know. And he is a wonderful God. He is a wonderful God. Well, we're in the New Year's. We're in the New Year's Day, and I mean New Year's week. And we're heading to the second week already. I want to give a shout out to my family, you know, my friends. You know, during the holidays, they make contact with me. That's what I call love. You know what I mean? Everybody been doing their thing, you know, during the holidays. Certain people, they ain't made it during the holidays, but God bless their souls, you know, because God is coming soon. You know, we seen signs of wonders out here. We seen signs that's making people afraid. You know, like what we heard about 1,000 birds died and 100,000 fishes died in the sea. That should be a sign from God right there. And you know, it's not a mistake. I mean, all these things that's happening in this world is not a mistake. God is coming very soon. He don't want nobody, he doesn't want anybody to be afraid. He said, do not worry, for he is your Lord. If you accept him, you shouldn't be worried. Just repent, and, you know, your sins will be forgiven. You understand? So, that being said, this radio station, you know, I've been doing it for a while. It's been like about a good 6-7 months, maybe 8. You know what I mean? Almost that. Well, let me get that correct. Probably like 3 or 4 months I've been doing this radio station. Still trying to get everything together. You know, it's been ups and downs doing this radio station. I mean, it's ups and downs doing everything else. You know what I mean? Especially in the music entertainment business. You know what I mean? I don't know if anybody can really hear me. Hold on.
But it's hard out here, man. You know, it's really hard out here. People are struggling. And people is losing faith. Day by day, people is losing faith in the Lord. I mean, why would you lose faith in the Lord? I mean, why would you lose faith in what you're doing? I understand you're going through a lot of problems and there's a lot of things going on in your life, but there's worse things that's going on in other people's life that's worse than yours. So I'm saying, and you should be thinking about the good things that's happening in your life, the good things that have been happening in your life in the past or in the future. So I'm saying, look forward to the future. Don't look back. You know, just keep yourself strong, keep faith, take a deep breath, and keep it moving. There's no time to pout. There's no time to cry. I know there's times you need to cry, but you need to cry out to the Lord. Don't cry out to your friends. Don't cry out to your family. You need to do that personally by yourself between you and God. Everything is between you and God. You have to have a personal relationship with the Lord. You understand? To get that strength. So, I mean, you know, it's a long route. We have a long way to go. Everything in this world doesn't belong to us anymore. You know, do not worship the world. This world is not for us. Okay? Basically, what we need to do is stay humble, be prepared, stay happy as much as we can, keep our families together, our friends together, you know, help people out, you know, help each other out, you know, look out for each other. Don't be greedy. So I'm saying being greedy is not going to, you know, do anything for you. yeah, you may have a lot of money and you have cars or clothes, whatever, but all that stuff, when you're gone, it's nothing. After that, it's just nothing. You can't do nothing with it once you leave the earth. It's just going to stay there. Those are material things you can't even take with you. Day by day, I'm just reading the Bible, you know, asking God to open my eyes so I could learn more, you know, and he's been talking to me in a personal level, and I've been asking God, please, you know, let me know more about you, Lord, and that type of relationship, God will answer you. He will talk to you because you got to talk to him in a personal level. You got to talk to him in a personal level so he could talk to you and reach to you. But you got that love. You really got to show him that love. Don't show no love to the world, I'm trying to tell you now, because God is a jealous God. So the way he show you love, that's the same way you got to show love to other people and show other people respect. You understand? I know it sounds hard, you know, and you know, people disrespect you, and they don't, you know, they don't want to listen. Of course they're going to disrespect you because they probably have other issues of their own. But doesn't mean you have to do the same thing what the other person is doing. You got to show them a better example. You know, show a better example. Just like how Jesus was walking in the earth, he was showing an example how we should react towards other people, you know, and how we should work with other people, you know, and showing love to other people. And that right there is going to spread all over. Other people is going to react to that, you know, because there's a lot of people need to be lifted up. You know, there's a lot of people need to be lifted up, and some people are lost, or some people are still trying to find a way with God. You know, I mean, there's like plenty of times I'm like, you know, am I right with God? I question myself, am I right with God? You know, I sit down, I pray, I ask God, you know, for forgiveness. Because God will forgive you because he sacrificed himself on the cross for us to be forgiven. And that's a price he paid. But that's what we owe. We owe him. We owe him our heart. We owe him our soul, our spirit. We owe him. So just, you know, like, right now, we are forgiven, but we just got to repent. We got to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Yeah, you're not perfect, or you know, you're having hard times right now. You can't be going, you're saying, oh, you don't want to go to Christ right now. You're trying to get right. So how are you going to get right if you're not going to God? What, you got too much pride? You think you know everything? I mean, things gonna get worse if you don't turn to God. You can't worship yourself. You can't turn to another flesh, or you can't turn to the government for help. You need to turn to God. So, you know what I mean? Because the Bible is a book of life. People think it's a religion thing and oh, must do this because it's a religion. That's what the religion is about. No, it's not about religion. It's about what God put in the words, what he put word for us to understand him, for us to know what to do with our lives, to guide us, to take us to another level in the supernatural realm. It's day by day. I just, you know, I'm just sitting here listening. Sometimes I don't listen to God. I'm going to keep it real. You know what I mean? Because we all do the same mistake. But every time we don't listen to God, guess what? Pain. feel a lot of pain, you know, a lot of pain comes to you, and suffering, you start crying, and you're wondering about this, and you're thinking about that, and so much stuff going through your mind, and you don't know what to do anymore. I mean, you're just going crazy. All that stuff, all them worries and crying and suffering, leave all that to God. Pray to Him. Pray to Him. Cry to Him. You need to cry to Him. Give yourself up to God. You know, just give yourself up to God. And for all my Christians out there that's listening, you know, there's a lot of people talking about Christians and how Christian is this and how Christian is that. You know what I mean? I understand they got judged by the fruit what people bear, but why are they judging Christians? You know what I mean? Those people that's judging Christians should judge themselves because they're judging. Because Christians, people, it's not that easy to be a Christian in this world. Because I've been through a lot. Since I got baptized when I was 16, I got beat on, I got spit on. I mean, I've been bullied. I've been bullied, of course, you know. Think about suicide and all this crazy stuff. And when people knows that you're Christian, they start getting mad, and then their face changes. Like, you know, they are a total different person. But being a Christian is a person that accepts Christ, that's following Christ's footsteps, and wow, that's not afraid to go out in the world in the open to help people out that's in the hood or that's homeless, you know. I mean, you really gotta be a Christian. I mean, a real person. The Christian is a real person that's real about themselves, that love themselves and love other people, no matter what the condition is. A person that's not judging. That's a person that's, you know, that's uplifted, that's ready to uplift other people. That's what a Christian is, man. A Christian is somebody that knows the word of God, word for word. A Christian that knows that they know they're sinners. So I'm saying, don't think that they're not sinners, but they know they sometimes sin, but they still pray. As long as they accept Christ, they don't do the same mistakes again and again, they're good to go. And they're helping people out. I'm going to play a song, and then we'll go back. Yeah.
I love him like I do.
God is so awesome. God is so awesome. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I would like to pray and thank God. Let me pray. Everybody put your heads down and close your eyes. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us, Lord. Thank you for this radio station. Thank you for giving us the strength, the wisdom, the Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, give me the wisdom. Give me words to speak. Give me words to talk and know what to say, Lord. In your name, I pray to you, Lord Jesus. Amen. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is awesome, God. God is awesome, God. Well, what I want to do is call somebody. I want to call one of the brothers of my church, the outgoing person. If you could just join us in this radio, you know, put him on probably tomorrow.
Acknowledge how incredible you are. We become speechless at the thought of your name. Whoa. just a piece, Father. All of me. All of me, Father. Yes. My spirit, my family. My time and my money. And my gifts and my talents. It's yours. You deserve it. It's yours. We recognize you. What a name. And first and last name. The only name.
God is great. God is great. That was a great song by Mary Mary. It's called And I. You know, y'all can go ahead and check it out. It's on iTunes. You know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, they struggling every single day, and usually they give up so fast. I mean, you know, it's not a time to give up, you know. It's time to be strong. You know, the more problems you have, and the more things you have on top of your shoulder, you should lift it up and just get more stronger and just fight it off, you know what I mean, and have more faith in what you do. Don't look back, look forward. You know, look forward to what's going to happen in your life, because, you know, every day is a testimony for you, you know, and God is great. God is great. You should love him for that. You know, he's good enough to make us as you know, like a warrior, basically. You know what I mean? I mean, we are being trained right now, you know, and we are being trained as, like, you know, to be like him, and basically we got to follow his footsteps the right way, even though it's hard. Even though it's hard sometimes, and you know, we do mistakes, but a lot of people do mistakes. But, you know, just gotta look forward. You know what I mean? Just keep it moving, keep it moving. You know what I mean? We do a lot of mistakes, but, you know, we learn from our mistakes and we don't go back. Hey, G, you wanna talk?
How you gonna put me on the air without telling me that I'm gonna be on the air?
You don't want to talk?
No, I don't want to talk. You just...
You're my co-host tonight. You be my
co-host.
Everybody, it's Rob Hood's sister. And y'all remember Rob Hood, you know? Yes, that's his sister. And she's on... Yes. I know everybody's wondering where is Rob Hood. You know, Rob Hood, he's handling his thing right now. You know, he'll be back on the radio show very soon. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but
you slick. Oh my goodness.
You got any songs in your head right now? You want to say? You got anything you want to tell people? You know what I mean? Because right now we have over 1,000-something listeners all together. And and I mean, that's not bad, you know what I mean? But, you know, God, I believe God wants more than that. And, you know, we have to work even harder to reach out the whole world, you know what I mean? And, I mean, it's not going to be that hard, because I have faith, you have faith, and everybody else that listens to us has faith, you know, and, you know, people want to hear the word. People is hungry for the word, you know, because every time I go on Facebook and I put, you know, a word down, you know, a word of inspiration, people put, you know, their likes on it, and they support what I say. So it's like people are hungry for the word, you know. They, you know, people be, you know, sad and lonely sometimes, or miserable, or they have a lack of faith. So they need somebody to uplift them,
yeah.
You know. And while people is on Facebook or Twitter, you know, tweeting like a lot of garbage, why not just tweet something inspirational to uplift a lot, you know, some people, because there's a lot of people that be on Facebook thinking about committing suicide or just quitting life, period. That's it, you know. Mm-hmm. And usually when I be putting a lot of inspirational words, there's a lot of people. I mean, I'm talking about a lot of people. I'm talking about strippers, gangsters, or whatever. You know what I mean? And those type of titles, you know, they like those type of message, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it takes to be a Christian. Being a Christian is not just sitting there and going to church and listening to the word and going back home and then doing the same stuff over and over and over, and you're not giving a helping hand. You feel me? And a lot of people out there, they take the name being a Christian the wrong way. Being a Christian is actually being a soldier for God. You have to be a soldier. You have to actually, you know, go through hell to help people. You know what I mean? I'm not saying, you know, take those burdens and put it on your shoulder, but you have to help other people. You know, you have to help other people. What you think about that, G?
You have to put yourself in the line and help other people. You have to. Those who complain and those who choose not to help, hey, what good are you doing for the world if you're not doing for someone else? It's not always about you. You know, God helped. He's helping you, he's helping me, so why not?
Yeah, man, it's crazy out here. I mean, people just lose the lack of faith. I mean, you know, people just need to be uplifted. We need more radio stations like this, you know, a lot of radio stations like this, because there's a lot of garbage.
Give me a second, okay?
Huh?
Give me a second.
Okay, no problem. And there's a lot of people out there that's having a lack of faith. We need more radio stations like this, you know, to give the truth, to uplift people, to keep people motivated so they won't go through that stress, because God ain't sent us in this earth to be stressed out. He sent us in this earth to be joyful. He sent us in this earth to conquer over everything the right way. All you have to do is say, Satan, get behind me. Devil, get behind me, because I'm walking forward. I believe in the word of the Lord. Have faith. Tell the devil you have faith in the Lord, because you're not looking back. You're looking forward. And God has a plan for you. He has a plan for you. He has it right now. It's already written for you. Your life has already been written. Nobody can make no decisions for your life. Nobody can make no decisions for you but God. And you have to make that choice. You have to wake up. People that's listening, I know you want to wake up. If you're listening to this radio station, it's not by mistake. It's for a purpose. And I know you're listening right now. For all these people that's been listening to Watchmen Radio, there's a purpose in your life. Big things about to happen for you. We are in the last days. You got to make a choice right now, not tomorrow. You got to make a choice right now, tonight. I made my choice, and God made my destiny for me. And there's a lot I have to do before I put myself in rest and put myself in peace. Right now, there's a lot I want to do. There's a lot I want to do in this entertainment industry. I want to travel and help a lot of people out. I'm not going to do that until I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm not going to rest until I do that. I'm going to play another song, and then, you know, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, jump back on the radio again. And then later on, we're going to play some Creflo Dollar so you can hear some messages. Oh, yeah. Also, my brother of mine from the church, Brother Caller, I'm going to see if he could come on the radio station tomorrow because, you know, we don't got plenty of time, but I'm going to make sure he jump on the radio station tomorrow. He's a great guy. You know, he's from my church. He got a lot of words to say, you know. He don't even know if he's going to be on the radio station tomorrow, but I'm going to surprise him, you know what I mean? But let me go ahead and play a track right quick.
Oh, never did what your father did. Hallelujah. your father did. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you know that there's a lot that's been going on, you know, you know, this radio station, you know, is gonna pop off. We got a lot of stuff we're gonna do, you know, starting this week. Working on my album. You know, there's a lot of things I'm doing. You know, I'm building my company and. You know, just, you know, keeping it strong, you know. You know, sorry for being emotional. You know, just it's been a lot right now, you know. You know, this happiness and this sadness between, you know, what's going on with me. You know what I mean? And lately, you know, the devil been attacking me in my sleep. And I've been having strange dreams and all that. But, you know, we're just going to keep it strong. We got 1 hour and 7 minutes. Well, 1 hour and 6 minutes in the show. I want to make this show a little short tonight because, you know, we don't have enough stuff on the show that's set up, you know. So we still trying to get the show set up for the New Year's. And, you know, there ain't going to be no more problems for my listeners out there, you know. Thanks for showing support. Thanks for the love. You know, I love y'all. You know, we're going to keep this 100 and, you know, we're going to continue building this radio station. From the bottom to the top, we're going to reach to the mountains. And we're not looking back. We're looking forward. I'm going to go ahead and play that, you know, Kirk Franklin, Awesome Guy, one more time. And then we're going to play a sermon from Craft for a Dollar.
I'm just spent to respect, respecting every aspect and special kiss to the man and God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ and the best every time. No, all the muscle and all the crew, remember to the end them, no, for Jesus Christ, lift them high. I'm not here for Christ, bust the place, no, but yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless them all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm gonna hear go. I'm gonna bless.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up.
I like this right here. Yeah.
Dr. Creflo Dollar for today's message.
Let's read verse 4 in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4 out loud together. Ready? Read. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The Amplified says, for whatever is born of God is victorious over the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. So things that operate in the world can be conquered. Lack can be conquered. Sickness can be conquered. Unemployment can be conquered. The Bible says what conquers it is your faith. Your faith that grows out of the Word of God has the power of bringing the world to its knees. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Four times, Habakkuk 2:4. The just shall live by faith. Romans 1, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews chapter 10, the just shall live by faith. Galatians chapter 3, the just shall live by faith. And so it is vital that we understand how to live it, how to live this life of faith. Now, the victory, according to this scripture, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So what we've got to look at is the arena, the battleground for faith, the place where you're going to win it or you're going to lose it is in the arena of your mind. You will win or you will lose based on what you allow to take place and who you allow to win in the arena of your mind. Your mind is where it's going to take place. Now, I began to think about this the other day. Take a man who has spent 30 years being educated with the wrong information. Well, all he is an intellectual fool because he's got the wrong, he's been informed wrong. And yet we're living in a society where we exalt the intellectual, but you never pause to ask the question, well, what was it that he learned? What is it that he calls his expertise? And as a result of it, you can be intelligent, but you can be intelligent off the wrong thing. Well, now you can go and you can get so many D's behind your name until you can whistle Dixie. D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D. And you still going to have it wrong. You're still going to have it wrong. So you have to be extremely cautious of who you decide to listen to. Because you're going to win it or lose it in the arena of your mind. I don't want to talk to an algebra expert and he doesn't understand how to live life. He ain't going to help me none. I mean, I appreciate what he's learned. But now I want to make sure I get in the Word and understand the Word. And you need to understand what it's like when an intellectual tries to lecture on the Word of what, you know, something that he doesn't know anything about. He's only going to base his foundation from the wrong information he got. So no matter what he sees in the scripture, he's going to base it off that wrong intellect that he's developed. Now I want you to listen to this. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Now I'm not down in education, except listen, you need to be educated in the right things. You need to be educated in the right things. The world's education will prepare you to be successful in the world. That's not going to be enough to be successful and to be great. You're going to have to be educated in the book of life and in the word of life. I know a whole lot of people who've gone to school and got, you know, bachelor's and master's degrees and still can't figure life out. Life is as big a mess after they graduated than before they did. You see, wisdom is what shines light on knowledge. You can have a whole lot of knowledge and not know what to do with it. But when the wisdom of God gives light over that thing, then all of a sudden it assimilates it in a place where it begins to work like it's supposed to work. Now look at this in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. Let's read verse 11 out loud together. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. Ready? Read. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshy lusts, which war. Abstain. Stay away from the evil desires and passion of the flesh, your lower nature. Why? Because it will wage war against what? The soul. All right, now listen to this. Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your soul is made up of your thinker, your feeler, and your chooser. Now, let's understand the anatomy of man. Man is a spirit being. He doesn't have a spirit. He is one. Man is a spirit being. He possesses a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and he lives in a physical body. When a man dies, it is no different than when I go take this suit off. As long as I have this suit on, it has life because I'm in it. When I take it off, it's just going to hang somewhere or it's going to lay somewhere. But you understand what I'm saying? It's important that you understand that you are spirit beings. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. Now, in times past, we've used the word soul and spirit interchangeably as if they were the same. They are not. You are a spirit being. You have a soul, and you live in a physical body. Now, that soul, that mind, the will, the emotions, according to this scripture, he says, do not participate in fleshly lust, because in doing so, you will wage a war against your soul. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you got enough to deal with by just fighting the devil. You don't need to be going up and creating new wars. Now, let's look at this word flesh. The flesh, of course, birds have flesh and animals have flesh and the flesh of man. But we want to get down to the very nitty-gritty of what the word talks about when he uses this word flesh. You know, the physical body only does what it's told to do. There is your mind now and your mindset that has to give instructions to this physical body for it to do what it does. So a lot of things you can't blame on the earth suit. You have to get to the very root of how it operates, and that's your mind. So I submit to you that the flesh is a mindset that opposes the word of God. The flesh is a mindset that is in opposition to the word of God. To operate in the flesh is to operate in a way where you're in opposition to God's word. That's the flesh. Now you think about what you call the flesh. Somebody cussing somebody out, you say that's the flesh. Well, why is that the flesh? Because they have done something that opposes what the word says to do. Okay? So operating in the flesh is ultimately a mindset that is in opposition to the Word of God, and you operate in that mindset, which means you get involved, your physical body gets involved, your life gets involved because of your mindset. Now, so likewise, the Spirit. Remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, these words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So how would we define spirit? What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? We know to walk in the flesh means that you have a mindset. You're walking in a mindset that opposes the Word. Well, what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? Well, the Spirit is a mindset as well. To walk in the Spirit is a mindset. It is a mindset in agreement with the Word of God. A mindset in agreement with the Word of God. Well, when you're walking in a mindset that lines up with God's Word, then you are walking in the Spirit. And the greatest walk in the Spirit is the walk of love. But you have to have a mindset on love in order to begin to live that way and conduct yourself that way. That's called walking in the Spirit. Now, I need to define these two for you, because as we get into this series, you're going to need to know the bottom line, the root definition of what it means to walk in the flesh or to be fleshy. Now, he says, stay away from fleshy, watch this, lust. Now, let's deal with lust for a moment. When most people hear the word lust, they immediately think that it is making or having something to do, making reference to sex. All right, now that's one part of it. You can lust for power. You can lust for position. There are lots of other things you can lust for. To lust means you have an intense appetite to achieve the contradictions to God's Word. So whatever contradicts God's Word, you have an appetite to achieve it. A lust, a strong appetite to achieve something that's in opposition to the Word of God. That's why I thought it was so great that they used these two words together when they translated fleshly lust. It describes exactly what lust is. Lust is an intense appetite going in opposition to the Word of God. It's an intense appetite to have something that the Word doesn't want you to have. Now, here's what it says. When you allow your mind to be set in opposition to God's Word, and that thing becomes an intense appetite, you have created a war in your mind. There's a battle now that you created because you decided to pick up something that the Word was, you know, saying don't do, and you picked it up anyway, and, you know, you did it once or twice, and now all of a sudden you had an appetite for it, and then, you know, one more time became one more time as you kept promising yourself one more time, but that became one more time, and you said, I mean it this time, but that became three more times, and now you got into no restraints. That's called lasciviousness, and you couldn't find the brakes, and you wanted to stop, but you couldn't stop. And now there's this whole war going on. There's a war in your mind going on. I'm not going to look at pornography. I'm not going to look at pornography. I'm not going to look at pornography. And every time you find yourself in there looking at pornography. I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to cuss. I'm going to start acting right. See, you did something to create the war in your mind. And he just told you what happens. Abstain from fleshly lust. Because if you don't, it will wage a war in your soul. Not only will your mind be impacted, but now your emotions will begin to be impacted. All of a sudden, your will is now under attack. You're finding yourself doing things that you don't want to do, but you do. You're in the same dilemma Paul was in Romans chapter 7. The thing I don't want to do, that's what I find myself doing. All of that is created when we violate what he just said concerning abstain from fleshly lust, for they do war against the soul. Now, I said all that to say this. Your mind is the battleground. It is going to be the place to determine where your life is going to end up. Your life just doesn't end up at a certain place. Your life ends up where it ends up. You are going in the direction you're going in because your mind is set that way. It's like when you set the cruise control on 55. It's set there, and it's going to stay there. It's going to take you to the place where it's being directed. So likewise, ladies and gentlemen, it is so important that you answer the question, and this is all I want to accomplish this morning. It is so important that you answer this question, who or what is setting your mind? Who or what is setting your mind? Oh, my goodness. See, you're going to have to evaluate, what am I watching? What am I hearing? What am I hanging around? And are those things lining up with God's word, or are those things in opposition to God's word? See, here's the harsh reality. I can preach this sermon for the next 2 months, but if you fail to evaluate what you're being exposed to, then your mindset won't change. Because when you're in the booth in the back in the corner in the dark at home where nobody can see you, only you know how your mind got set that way. Why do you think the way you think? Where'd you get that attitude from? How'd you become so convinced on the wrong thing? Where'd you hear it from? Was it Mama Nim? Was it Grandmama Nim? Was it Great-Grandmama Nim when Pookie used to come over drunk? Well, you had to get it from somewhere. You know, I apologize, but you're just not that original. It showed up somewhere. It's being maintained somehow. A bad attitude is something that can be extremely catchy. You can hang around folks and bring them home with you. And folks trying to figure out, who is this person you brought in my house? You can have dead relatives that have spent years imparting into your mindset. And even though they're dead, they're still alive in your mindset. The question this morning, who or what is setting your mind? Because your mindset will determine your life set. Where you go in life, how far you go in life, and what happens in life is going to be based solely on how your mind is set. Mm. This is the most important series of sermons I'll ever preach to you. Yes, amen. See, because if you correct this, it's corrected. If you correct what I'm talking about here, your life is corrected. All right, now watch this. Let's go a little further here. Go to Hebrews chapter 12. Don't start nothing that's going to create a war. Don't try nothing that's going to create a war. Okay? So if you hadn't looked at porno on the web, don't start. Huh? If you hadn't been to a strip joint, don't start. If you ain't cussed nobody out, don't do it like you used to. In other words, why create an extra battle? Why create it? Why create an extra battle? Why do it? Why create this extra battle? How many of you know you can't conquer those things on the outside of you until you, first of all, conquer those things right in front of you? And you got to conquer your mindset before you're talking about, I'm going to defeat the devil. I'm going to defeat the devil. Now, you got to conquer that mindset that keep craving for that cookie every time you land in New York on Saturday. You got to stop that mindset that want that oatmeal cookie with the raisins in it. Made with brown sugar, praise the Lord. I'm going to defeat the devil, and I can't defeat a cookie? The Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue. I have recently come to understand that the power of the tongue is responsible for death, it's responsible for life. But listen, it's not only the words that I speak, but it's also the taste that I have. So I found out my words would kill me, but my taste buds will as well. So I've had to rearrange some things, and I've had to make my mind up and say, now, you know what? This is it. You work all your life on your words, but you never work on your taste. I am going to defeat this cookie. And I have you know that over the last month, I have defeated the cookie and lost 10 pounds in the process. Are you listening to me? A cookie. Talking about Satan, I bind you. Bind that cookie. Now, I can't do no cookie. I tried. I'm going to say do a healthy cookie. They give me a healthy cookie, but I eat all of them. My wife said, baby, why don't you just take a piece? I don't want a piece. If it's sitting there, it's talking to me. Eat all of me. You can shape a spinach cookie, and it can taste bad. And you tell me it's a cookie, it's a cookie. Me and cookies. I just love cookies, but I have taken authority over cookie. A cookie is not going to stop me from being the very best that I need to be for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just a mindset. I had a cookie mindset. And as soon as I dealt with my mindset, I could deal with the cookie. See, a lot of you trying to fight the addiction, and you won't deal with the source behind the addiction. That's your mindset. Oh, I'm not going to get nobody running around on the dome on this one. Because your mindset told you that when you come to church, you're not supposed to rejoice that much. And that's why we're so civilized in church, and we can't get nobody to praise God like we need to be praising God, because your civilized mindset has told you that you only praise God this much. And heaven is waiting for you to change your mindset and start praising him the way that he deserves to be praised. All right, where are we? Hebrews. Now look at this. Verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. See, that cookie was a weight. And the sin. Now let me show you how the weight led me to sin. It wasn't sin to eat cookies. The sin came is when I bought 30 of them and ate them all at the same time. Now I got into the sin of gluttony. So don't come telling me it's all right to let the weight hang around. You let the weight hang around long enough, it's going to put pressure on your mind to lead you to the next stage. Are you listening to me? Well, there ain't nothing wrong with talking to them dirty numbers on the phone. Okay, but you keep talking to them dirty numbers, and then eventually you want to see who's on the other line. Then eventually you're going to be doing something you're not supposed to do. Don't do that. Don't play with yourself. Don't play those games with your mind. Now watch this. Now, I'm being nice. I'm just being in general this morning. I'm trying not to start nothing. Just in general kind of stuff. Talk about me. Be in general. You know, trying to, you know, act a little kosher. Just kind of stick with the Bible. You know, thank you, Jesus. I don't know how long that's going to last, but I'm trying. I'm trying because y'all looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now notice that your race is set, and so you have to come discover the will of God for your life and not choose the will of God for your life. All right, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, for consider him, Jesus, that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint where? In your mind. Now listen to what he just said. He said, consider Jesus. Why? Because he endured
and outlasted the contradictions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are around contradictions every day. The contradictions, notice, he said, don't get weary and faint in your mind. So notice where the pressure is going to be coming from. The contradiction trying to wear you down to get you to give up, cave in, and quit about that right way of thinking and accept that wrong way of thinking. And you're surrounded by it every day. You're surrounded by the media. You're surrounded by, you know, papers and magazines and shows and talk shows. And the whole time it's pumping out contradictions. Contradictions to what the Word has to say. I mean, you know, and they'll do it very subtly. They'll start off with, you know, there's got to be more than one way to get to heaven. And then somebody else says, well, you know, I just believe that there's more than one way to get to heaven. And somebody else says, well, you know, I just don't absolutely believe that, you know, Jesus is the only way to get to heaven. And then all of a sudden the contradiction's just being pumped out. And then your favorite movie star agrees with the contradiction, and now you're paying attention to it, and now you've been hearing it, and now you notice that it's a norm in society, and even though it's a contradiction, it's been accepted. And because it's now accepted, you're not looking at it as the contradiction anymore. You've become wearied, and now you've given up that way of thinking in your mind, and you fail and fainted, and you stopped in your mind, and you have accepted a new mindset that opposes God's word, when at one time you were on God's word. Every day, all the time.
The Bible tells us that the God of this world has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. And in the series, Thinking for Success, The Power of a Renewed Mind, I teach you why battles are won or lost in the mind. You see, you must pay attention to what or who is framing your mindset. This actually determines your destination in life. So call in or go online and get it today. If you want to experience all the good things God has in store for you, you must forget your past and let all the negative stuff go. And in this month's offer entitled A Fresh Start, I discuss why forgetting the past and forgiveness go hand in hand. Listen, when you forgive, you move to the next level in life. Now, this series is available for a love gift of any amount, so call in and order right away.
Offer available while supplies last.
We know.
As we attempt to acknowledge how incredible you are, we become speechless at the thought of your name. Whoa.
There's a name so powerful, word can't describe. When spoken, demons tremble, and all creation must bow down. Every day the same, and magic.
money and my gifts and my talents. It's yours. You deserve it. It's yours.
I would like to thank God for everything he's done, you know, for the support he's been giving me and everybody else that's been supporting me. And, you know, we have a long journey to go in this radio station. There's a lot of things I want to do. And I would like to give a shout-out to my people that's been showing me support, you know. Shout-out to my own girl, Tawana, that's on the radio station. I know she's listening. You know, there's a lot of things that's about to happen this year, you know, in the grace of God, and it's all about having faith. Faith is a powerful thing, you know what I mean? It's a substance that you can't really see, but it's there, you understand? So have faith in the Lord and don't look back. Be strong. So I will be playing the same songs I was playing in the first hour, and we're in the last hour right now, so continue listening.
I'm just been through a big respect in every aspect and special gift in the morning. God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I must have been on the crew. Remember to the end of known for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the earth of Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. But, yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was going to make it.
Bless
them
all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm ready to go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Yeah.
Yes, God is a powerful God. God is an awesome God. And he is the one that's been giving us the presence, you know, around him, around us, you know, giving us the Holy Spirit. And we got to stay, we have to have, you know, we have to give him that attention all the time, put him first all the time on everything we do. For everything in this world don't really matter anymore. Everything is just material things. As we move on to the next level, we're going to cross over very soon and wait for the Lord. The Lord is going to come. The signs of the Lord is already appearing in this earth. And people been feeling that. A lot of people been feeling that. Knowing that everybody's going through trials and tribulations. But that trials and tribulation is going to be over. Because the time of the Lord, he is coming. He is coming very soon. All that stuff about the world's coming into an end, don't believe that. The world's not coming into an end. The world is going to be a new world. It's going to restart all over again. It's going to be a new world. It's going to be heaven on earth, basically. And basically the weak will perish and the strong will survive. And evil will perish. So people, y'all have to repent and give yourselves up, you know. No matter what the situation is, you know, I've been going through a lot of things. Everybody I know been going through a lot of things, but there's no time to look back. It's time to be stronger than ever and tell Satan and tell the devil he's a liar, because he is a liar. He's always been a liar since the beginning of times. And step on him, because he is jealous of how much God loves us. So you know what? We don't got time to be upset and being sad. We just give God a great big smile and tell him how much we love him. You know, being that personal level with God, you know, just talk to him and tell him how you feel. So everything could be better for you. Everything's going to be in place for you. It's a new year, and it's a new time, and it's a new grind. It's time to renew yourself. No more sadness, no more pain. All that pain and sadness is going to be gone. It's already gone because you already accept God. It's already gone. All that pain you having is not yours. Rebuke that.
I know I don't deserve
devil, you a liar. Tell that devil you's a liar, because that devil is a liar. He will test you. He will continue testing you. He will continue messing with your mind. And especially when it's a new year, he's going to be like, okay, I got new plans for you to destroy your life. Come on, man. You have to know your enemy. You got to know when he's trying to say something through your ears so you can rebuke that. Huh? Come on now. Huh? Yeah, I got bumped off, but I'm back on. 15 minutes left on the show. I would like to give a shout-out to my family. Shout-out to my big sister. She got a book that's out right now. It's called Men Are Not the Problem. Go to menarenottheproblem.com and check out the book. It's a real good book. There's a lot of things that's going on this year. You know, every opportunity I'm going to grab it. Whatever God wants me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And everybody else should think the same way, you know. Listen to God's voice. Listen to what he's telling you through the word. It's on the Bible. Word from word, you know. You must listen to what God is telling you at all times. It's just like you're running a vehicle with no gas. You need the word every single day. Let it marinate in your mind, in your body, in your soul, in your spirit. Let it marinate because it's still taking me time. It could take time. It could take years to let it marinate in your soul, in your spirit. But it's a constant thing. It's just like you're watching TV. That's why they made TV, just to brainwash us. So why not have the Bible in front of us and get more wisdom? Get wise. You understand? God is good, man. God is good. God is so good. There's a lot we've been doing. I mean, from me being a rap artist, you know, in this world to you know, doing inspirational things, gonna take time. It's all about patience. It's all about having faith. It's all about building your self-esteem. It's all about having love for the Lord. So you can have love for everybody else that's around you. Even though there's so much hatred around you, you still have to show love around you, because there's too many hatred around us. You understand? So why hate and just show love? Build a foundation. You know? There's people, I understand y'all can't find no jobs, but trying to create something. Build your own job. Make your own company. If you don't have no money, well, just pray and ask God what is the next step. Listen to his voice and wait for him to give you that sign so you can make that next step. But you got to make that move. Don't just sit there. Have faith. Well, 12 minutes on the show. Well, matter of fact, 11 minutes on the show. So, peoples, I'm going to get off. Very tired. I will be back on tomorrow. It might be the same time, 11 p.m. But I will be on tomorrow, peoples. I'm going to pray so I can close this. Lord, thank you for everything what you've done for us, Lord. Thank you for the listeners. Lord, I would like to pray for those that need your guidance. And Lord, I want to pray for those people that's in need and that need your help, Lord, that's seeking your attention, that's seeking your light and your path and your salvation, Lord. Lord, I pray for those that wants to repent. Even though they're going through pain, they don't know how to do it, Lord. Give them the way, Lord, for all the listeners and everybody that's out there, Lord, that needs your help. I need your help, Lord. I'm still in your need. I'm still in that need to get your help, Lord. Help all of us, Lord, to understand you more better and help us fight against temptation, fight against Satan's words that's going through our mind and our ears, Lord. You give us the power, the blood of Jesus, and the fire, Lord. You are the King. You are the Father of the heavens and the universe. You are the Creator. Lord, Father in heaven, Lord, I pray for those that's on Facebook and Twitter, those kids that's lost, everybody that's searching for a way and a path, and they're still upset. Even though they're doing their dreams and they're doing their jobs, but they're still upset. They feel that something's missing inside of them, Lord, and that's you. They need you inside of them, Lord, and work with them, Lord. They feel an emptiness inside of them, Lord. They don't want to be empty anymore, Lord. They want to feel that strength, that fire, Lord, and the Holy Spirit in that presence, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I would like to pray for everybody, for the young people out here that's going through problems and parents that's being separated. Lord, put those parents together, Lord. I would like to pray for my girl and everybody else that's going through pain. I pray to you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And I will be back on tomorrow.